Sometimes I try to do things, and it just doesn't work out the way I want it to. And I get real frustrated. And like, I try hard to do it, and I like take my time, but it just doesn't work out the way I want it to. It's like I concentrate real hard, but it just doesn't work out. And everything I do and everything I try, it never turns out. It's like, I need time to figure these things out. There's always someone there going, hey Mike, you know, we've been noticing you've been having a lot of problems lately, you know? Maybe get away. And like, maybe you should talk about it, you'll feel a lot better. I go, no, it's okay, you know, I'll figure it out. Leave me alone, I'll figure it out, you know? I'm just working on myself. They go, well, you know, if you want to talk about it, I'll be here, you know? And you'll probably feel a lot better if you talk about it. So why don't you talk about it? I go, no, I don't want to, I'm okay. I'll figure it out myself. And they just keep bugging.
Yo, I came home from work the other day. I was tired. I just wanted to sit back in my big chair and play a little Xbox. You know, relax a little. Then my wife comes in. She starts telling me I play too much Xbox. I said, what the fuck do you mean? This is just how I relax. Can I just play a little Xbox? Then she says, I saw an Oprah today that guys that play video games don't love their wife. I'm like, motherfucking bitch, fuck Oprah, I don't give a fuck, I just wanna play my video game, I don't give a fuck about Oprah, Oprah ain't got no man, you better worry about your motherfucking self, I just wanna kill some motherfuckers on Xbox, she said, you seem like you have an anger problem, maybe you need some help, I'm like, bitch, call the police now, you wanna be institutionalized, you come out brainwashed, bloodshot eyes, you won't have anything to say, they'll brainwash you, see they wait. I'm not crazy.
Institution.
You're the one that's crazy.
Institution.
You drive me crazy.
Institution.
You put me in an institution. Said it was the only solution to give me the professional help to save me from the enemy myself. The other day I go on the internet. I'm just trying to check my email. So I put in my password. It says I have an invalid password. I know my fucking password, so then it says go to customer service. So I get on customer service, I start talking to this dude. This motherfucker sound like he's from India or some shit. He says to me, what's your first dog's name? I don't know what my fucking first dog's name was. What the fuck's the matter with you? I just want my password. Give me my fucking password. So then he ends up giving me my password, and he says, your password has been sent to your email address. I'm like, I can't get in my email address. What about can't get in my email address? Do you not understand, motherfucker? He says, oh my god, it seems like you have an anger problem. You should have that checked out.
Ah! I'm not crazy.
Institution.
You're the one that's crazy.
Institution.
You drive me crazy.
Institution.
You put me in an institution. Said it was the only solution to give me the professional help to save me from the enemy myself.
The other day I'm just sitting alone on lunch break at my job, trying to eat a ham sandwich. Got a little potato chips in the side, a little Kool-Aid. This motherfucker walks up to me and says, are you gonna eat that? Like, yeah, I'm gonna eat that. What the fuck you think I'm gonna do? Shove it up your ass? Do you understand that that pork could kill you? Look, motherfucker, pork is not gonna kill me unless they figure a way to shoot it out of a fucking gun. But I might kill you if you keep fucking with me. He says, hey, calm down. I'm a vegan. Fuck a vegan. I could give a fuck if you eat sawdust, motherfucker. Just step away from my fucking sandwich. He says, do you realize how much sugar is in that Kool-Aid? I said, do you realize how much blood is in the human body? Do you want to see it, motherfucker? He said, oh my god, you need therapy. You have an anger problem.
Ah! I'm not crazy.
Institution.
You're the one that's crazy.
Institution.
You drive me crazy.
Institution.
You put me in an institution. Said it was the only solution to give me the professional help to save me from the enemy myself.
Suicidal.
What the fuck is up, everybody? It's Monday fucking night. You already know what time it is. We're going to get loud. We're going to get crazy. I'm going to cuss some people out, as always. It's the motherfucking asylum. And, of course, I am the East Coast bastard, Mordred Nightwalker. And I already got somebody here with me. You guys should know by now.
Rowdy, keep my name out your motherfucking mouth, bitch. Sorry.
Damn.
So the radio show goes to spawn.
So what the fuck's up?
Not much.
I was going to say, did I lose you?
No, I'm here.
And I already see, I ain't even got to say anything tonight.
I see that, Kelly.
I already got people lining up.
John... Kelly, Tank, me.
Well, Tank, I'm going to have a choice. And speaking of Tank,
hi.
What the fuck's up?
This here fucking joint. What's up, Uncle Morty? Hey, Paige.
What's up, Tanky?
Yeah. Ceiling, sky, clouds.
You?
Yeah. LA wants into. So does Link. And piping. Put him in, Unky Morty. Anyways.
So it's shaking. I already know I'm missing people. So here's who I got. I have Lincoln, Lord Amadeus, Paige, John Taylor, Rowdy, Mad Cow, and Angel Malice.
Crushing Kelly.
Of course, as those who may have just stumbled
Addie.
In here for the first time,
Addie and
you already
Addie.
Know.
Axe. Just put them all in. Fuck them. Put them all in.
All right, one at a time. Let's do this the right way. You know, let's see again who wants in so I can write down who wants in so that I can relay it to Mordrin because, you know, I read faster and write faster than he does.
Okay.
Well, that's because I'm busy putting people in.
Okay, well, I will make sure we got everybody.
Raise your hands, motherfuckers.
So to those of you that don't know, every week here, we do this. Winner will get a shot tonight at the Pain Championship.
Okay, anybody waving wants in. And Grap wants in, too.
Hold on, Tanky, shush.
Okay, I'm shushing.
I already got John in.
Just making sure.
Okay, all you really have to say was I had your mic.
So let me see here. And Minifee wants in. She actually made it here on time tonight.
Okay, so I have Jonathan Taylor, myself, Tank, L.A., Minnie, K.K., Viper, and Addie. Lincoln. I forgot Lincoln.
Leia.
I would say who I have right now. And speaking of which, you know, you've already been on here this whole point, and I still don't know who the hell's in my fucking chat.
Well, you haven't fucking asked. All right, folks, I just got told to do my job. Here's your nightly ego stroke. All right, in the chat, we got the biggest asshole ever, Addiction, Angel Malice, Big Bowden, Diamond Diva, Gord Synths, up, Gordy, guest number one, guest number two, no cookies for you. My
Sign
awesome...
the fuck in, show the fuck who you are. Don't
yeah.
be a pussy.
Yeah. My awesome son, Jonathan the Grappler Taylor, my awesome daughter, Christian Kelly, and soon to be my daughter-in-law, Leia Dreamwolf. We also have Link Ripper of Hatred, Lord Amadeus, Mad Cow, Maddie, Minifee, Reaper of Darkness, Rowdy Harrison, the Psychotic Axe, the Razor, and Viper King. There you go.
Oh,
thank
Psychotic
you.
Axe. Psychotic Axe wanted in it too. All
right, so here is who I have. So everyone, listen the fuck up. Angel Malice, Mad Cow, Rowdy Harrison, John Taylor, Paige, Lord Amadeus, Lincoln, Tank Girl, Crushing Kelly, Addiction, Minifee, Leia, Viper King, and Psychotic Axe. Does that catch everybody up?
Seems up to date.
Let me see what I have here. John Taylor, myself, Tank, LA Mini, Crush and Kelly, Viper, Lincoln, Addy, Layla, Psychotic X, Maddie. Yeah, that's it. That's all I have.
Cool. And by the way, tonight, guys, those of you that were in the radio scene earlier saw a new picture for Asylum.
Mm-hmm.
For radio, which done by kind of a new artist, very talented gentleman. He made that one just to try to, you know, get himself out there known, asked if I minded if he used the show for it, which I have no problem with. Named Gamma Freak, he does have his own artwork scene with all of his work in there. I told him I would promote it because it is good work. It will be on the scroll down next week. There is his storyline for his artwork for anyone that's looking to get some new art done.
Tanky, go spam.
Okay, what, for the show or for this dude?
Yeah, for the show.
Okay, no problem. I can do that right on it.
Come on now, Tanky.
I'll mute because I'm going to mute because I'm going to type real fast and I will rhino corn, so be right back.
Hey, wait, there is somebody missing on it, so he does need to do another one.
There's nobody on it, period.
The new one? Isn't that the one that's in the scene?
No. Well, it's in the scene, but it's not the one you're thinking of.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Oh, that is
cool.
Keep
scrolling down.
I like
There's
that.
There's nobody in it.
Who did that one?
The guy I just was talking about, Gamma Freak.
No,
I
the
just
one
put...
on top.
Oh, the one on top was done by Doc.
Cool, cool.
Share my spam.
Jesus Christ, welcome the fuck back.
No, well, I was rhino corning seriously, so I had to mute. You told me to spam, so I rhino corned.
Now you're breaking up a little bit.
Ah, fuck.
There we go. That came in.
Of course that came in.
Of course.
Now, speaking of stuff with sacrifice, as a lot of people know, we have a huge pay-per-view going on. No, he has not. I will see if I have a message for him. I didn't even know that he wanted an invite.
What up, Buckshot?
Hey, Bucky, you want in the tournament?
It's Monday night, Bucky. What else the fuck is going on?
Mordrum being an asshole? Oh, wait, that's every day. Buckshot wants in the tournament, please. Hey, do us a favor and kick Mordrum's while you're at it.
Who's some out doing what?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I can definitely get you a match set up. The pay-per-view itself has kicked off, but I will definitely get you a match in the event. Not a problem at all, Reaper. Welcome back.
Angel, I love your voice. Don't let Roddy tell you to shut up, because, you know, he can just get an ass kicking like, you know, any other day of the week.
Yeah, don't.
And I'll be happy to do it.
Don't even listen to his snorting and burping and foul mouthage yuckiness, and just, who cares? Fuck him. You know who you are.
No, thank
we love you.
You.
You know what I'm saying. And she's got an awesome voice. Like, seriously, dude, you heard yours? Seriously?
And nope, I don't have a message yet, Minnie. But I will shoot him an invite. So let me go down here and get this.
All right, guys, I'll be back in just a minute. I've got to find something. I'm going crazy. Going, no, I know, I'm already there. Shut up.
I was going to say.
Shut up, Mordrin. Nobody asked you.
Say
yet.
Going. Oh.
Shut up, fucker. Nobody asked you.
Well, that's the benefit of being here. No one has to fucking ask me. My opinion is completely free, and normally laced with several four-letter words.
Several. All of them.
Oh, not all of them, but pretty fucking close.
Fucking A.
As I'm getting the invite here. So how is your actual tournament events here going so far for the pay-per-view, Tank?
They're doing pretty good. We're doing okay in that 1-8-man tag as well. Yeah. Doing okay, boss.
I don't know. I haven't been in that match yet.
Yeah, you'll get in. I'll tag you in. Because I know I'm still in there. So what's shaking for night? For tonight?
Be right up my mouth like always. Well, come on now.
Oh, I do have several results to put in.
Modern talking shit.
As there has already been a successful retaining of the men's championship. Congratulations to Tommy Lightning on his defense. As well as Cassie Joe defending the women's championship already.
Ooh. Way to go, Cassie Joe.
So both have already successfully retained their championships. Of course, here coming up, it has already been stated, next week, as a lot of people know, big pay-per-view event, Radical Sacrifices. There we go. Now this shit kind of... There we go.
Oh, Ellie is asking, where's my match against Judgment?
Let me check. That should have already been booked. Unless it was missed, and if it was, I will book that here tonight.
Yeah, he says it hasn't been. He says, nope.
All right, then it might have got missed. There was some production issues yesterday, so I was playing a little bit of catch-up here today. So I definitely apologize for that getting missed, because we especially need that one decided, since the winner of that will be going to Radical Sacrifices to challenge for the International Championship.
Yeah, it must have been missed. I do apologize, LA. There were quite a few production mishaps yesterday. So, you know, oversight, sorry. Nothing personal.
Yes,
oh, God damn it.
Oh, my God. Duty, I just kicked you in your jaw. Shut up. Fuck, man.
Well, speaking of which, I got a couple people here to bring on. Holy shit, the switchboard's lighting up. We're going to do this rapid fire, people. What the fuck's up?
Not much. What's going on?
Not much. And number two.
Okay, what the fuck's up? Finally. First of all, Rowdy, shut the VK. Hell up. And
number three.
Oh, it's Angel.
Okay, wait. Who was the first one you brought on?
Who was the first person?
We have Rowdy, we have Viper King, and I'm waiting for number three to speak.
Rowdy Harrison.
Oh, boy.
Judgy!
Just up, Judgy.
You know, Rowdy, I don't understand what your problem is. I've watched you, I've noticed you, I've taken notes on you, and yet you still, day in and day out, are a complete moron.
Judgy.
Mean, you have all these people here, and you run like a scared little fucking bitch you are.
That's nothing new. He does it every day.
And welcome to the chat, Steffers.
Steffers.
So you can talk a lot of shit on the feed. You talk all your shit in here in the chat room. But when it comes time to put up or shut up, what do? You run. You run like a scalded, scared little fucking puppy.
Judge, not to cut you off or anything, dude, but I've heard that shit before a number of times from different people, so it doesn't fucking impress me one damn bit.
And what does it do? I mean, okay, what do you get on out of it?
Dude, what's the point? It's just there's
because
no freaking
you're proving
point.
That you're
want to hate,
scared pussy.
Fucking hate all they want.
Nobody's hating on you. Everybody's laughing at you. That's the thing you don't understand. You think people are hating on you. No one's hating on you. Everybody's laughing at your insecurity in sport nation. You're nothing but a fucking dog treat, dude.
All right, hang on real quick, Judge. Actually, this does involve you. That match with you and Lord Amadeus. There is the link for you both to see. Again, sorry. Got slipped up on some production problems with it. It is there. It is set. It is live.
And Addiction is in queue. I'm handing out slushies, honey. Hold on. I just gave Steffers or it's
and
a blue.
Look,
they're blue
Rowdy,
Long Island iced teas.
Look, Rowdy dropped again. Judge started going off on him, and he ran like the little bitch he is.
Did he fucking really?
Yes.
He's gone.
Oh my
and
fucking sweet Jesus.
And welcome to the
Addy
asylum.
Addy, what's on?
What's up, Addy?
It's that fucking motherfucker again bursting out of my mouth was about me. Again. And I'm the attention whore. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Okay,
yes,
buddy.
Yes, you are. Big one.
Rowdy. It's because he has Addy on the balls. But see, here's the thing, Rowdy. What you need to do, Rowdy. The best thing you need to do is go to your local Home Depot, and if you need the money, message me. I will PayPal it to you because I want you to get two bags of quick cement. I want you to get two pieces of 2x4. I want you to cut them son of a bitches in 4 pieces. When you get the 4 pieces put together, I'm going to send you some money, extra money, because I want you to get some nails. I want you to hammer the nails into the sports. Make your little foot thing. Put your feet inside of it. Pour the cement in it. Jump in the fucking ocean, because that's about how relevant and talent you are. Now, all these people here aren't going at you. They're not hating on you. They're thinking of how pathetic, how belittle, how stupid, how inconsiderate, how dumbass you fucking are.
And then he even brings Angel in the mix every.
The reason he brings Angel in the mix is because he shoved his head back up Punisher's ass. You know what, Rowdy? You are just the identical thing of what Punisher is—a fucking hemorrhoid. And the sooner you two take a knife and slice your wrist, cut your throat.
Oh.
I don't care if you put a belt around your throat and hang yourself from a goddamn stop sign. The better off Unstoppable and Blog Talk will be.
Oh damn.
Speaking of Unstoppable and Blog Talk Judgment.
Hold on a second. I got something to say on all what Judge said. Bravo. But, Rowdy.
What? Okay, wait a minute.
Why are you chicken out and fucking
slow
run
down.
Every fucking time? Dude, you better quit. I'm telling you right now. You better
Addy.
Stop. Addy.
Addy. Hold on. What? Hold the phone. Judge, speaking of WU and such, are you going to be in the tournament tonight?
Oh.
No, I'm not going to be in a tournament tonight. I'll wait and do it next week. Because right now, this is just pathetic. Son of a bitch.
In between people firing, I still got business to conduct, folks.
But let me just finish what I was saying, Josh, real quick. I want to know why he says my name first thing. He introduces himself into a scene or somewhere on the feed or in here. Why does he do that?
Because he has no
that?
Other life. He doesn't have a life. He doesn't have any morals. He doesn't have any respect. He doesn't have any testicular fortitude that a person creates. You know what, Rowdy? You're an embarrassment to me. You know why you're an embarrassment to me? Because, yes, I am a gay dude, but you know why I'm embarrassed to be a dude? Because that's what you are. You're a guy, and you're making the whole male population
look
nothing
bad.
But a fucking embarrassment. And here's something else for you, Rowdy. You know that little company over there, Rolling Hills, that you're in? Guess what, dude? I'm coming to every company you're in. I'm going to become your new GM. Yes, and I will give you several matches. Because you know why? Because I am Judgment J. Esquire. Not only because I'm Judgment J. Esquire, but because my manager's name is Justin. And just for inspiration, I am 42% owner in Aurora Entertainment.
Hey.
So that puts me up there as co-owner of Wrestler Unstoppable. Now, there it is. It's out of the bag, Rowdy. So you know what? The best thing for you to do is just sit there, save $19.99. Don't pay your internet bill, because I guarantee you, listen to my words coming out of my mouth, you little moron, I'm going to make your life in Unstoppable a fucking hell.
I love you, Judgy. Now, before, hold on. I know we give the guest hell, but there is one guest we need to leave alone. I know who it is.
Who?
And we're just going to leave it alone. Leave guest 9685 alone. He can't sign in. Just leave it at that.
Okay, I have a couple of messages here. Apparently, Judge, I'm supposed to remind you that right now your name is actually Toby Harris.
You know what?
I'm the messenger.
Mordred, I sent you a text message about that guest.
You know what?
I might be named
Toby Harris for right now. But you know something, King Outloose? I'm not finished focusing on you. But when I get a message from someone that says Rowdy Harrison is spreading my name and shit with Punisher, dude, you totally fucked up. You fucked up so much that I don't even want to masturbate anymore. Do you know why I don't want to masturbate anymore? Because sperm like you develop.
That was Tiamat.
As I mentioned earlier, of course, the big event coming up next week, Radical Sacrifices. To those people here who are in Sacrifice, so some of you know, you'll have opportunities to get championship matches over there. Now, if you're in both companies, so if you got a company slot and you're either only in RAWF or only in Sacrifice, this is a good time to get in the other one. Huge payout. 10 million coins. 200 wrestler bucks.
That's some serious ducats.
Morty.
Are going to be spread between. And this goes only to members who are in both companies.
Mordred.
I'm in both companies.
But speaking of tournaments, Little Mr. Crybaby, I Suck Realm's Dick Razor wants in the tournament.
I already got him added.
Well, you know, you pay me to pay attention to the chat to find these things.
He's already added, but that is one thing I want to be sure everyone's aware about. You have plenty of time. We're not setting the tournament till the day of the show. Of course, it's going to be live down in St. Louis. The day of the show, that will kick off. So you have a couple of days to get in to make some serious fucking money.
I will be right back, Morgan. I need to go figure something out real quick. I'll be right back.
All right.
Fuck. Angel is not happy.
I can hear that. Hey, Judge, do you want GM powers in Rolling Hills Insane Asylum?
Yes, and you know what? Just because I am who I am.
You are who you are?
You is who you is.
And because, Rowdy, this is how a big example is. You know what, Rowdy, you don't even deserve to be in here anymore. So you know what? Goodbye.
Oh.
Judgy.
Oh.
Now, you guys, I know this is you guys' show. I do apologize. But I don't even want to focus on this little cunt anymore. You told you once you want to put my name in with some shit that you and Punisher's trying to stir up. Dude, you're barking and fucking up the wrong tree.
Judge, you just used a word he doesn't use. I've never heard him call anybody.
Damn.
I see you next Tuesday. Wow.
I have heard it, but boy, it's not very often.
It's very, very, very rare.
Yeah.
Wow.
Big time.
Damn, that almost fucking made me speechless.
Now, see, I have to say something. Y'all want to thank somebody for Judgy's little temper tantrum and him going back to how he was? Go find Outlaw? Because Judgy
won't
be like this until we find Freak. Sorry about y'all luck, but I like it. I want my brother back the way he used to be. Judgy, I love you and all, and I love Freak, but I love the way you used to be, and I want it back.
This is you, man.
Well, you know something, it only ended infuriates me to focus on the person at hand, the person that I'm going to publicly humiliate, another adenoid that I'm just going to totally crush like a plastic water bottle, and that is King Dramatic Syndrome. I don't care what his name is. His name can be fucking King of Coasters for all I care. King Outlaw.
Which fucking lost to me.
And welcome to Sacrifice Championship Wrestling, Bowen Dam.
Woo, Bowen.
Welcome.
Awesome. Now I can kick your ass for money.
Yay. Now I can show him, exactly,
he says no
exactly,
five
exactly what happened to,
alrighty.
His protege.
Speaking of that five-minute tournament, we are getting ready to pull the trigger on that.
Mm.
And yes, Lord, I love my hair gel. Beat me so good. You know what? Amadeus, congratulations. You beat me this time because my focus was on this little pissant cigarette ash. And also, Mr. Amadeus, since you were so gracious into allowing me to beat up one of your favorite people, I just want to know, Amadeus, why are you so intent on putting these poor people's souls in the pathway of hell? Look what happened to Mordron. Mordron got in my way. I busted his knees up.
Yeah, hey, Judge. I should apologize now because, you know, there's an old saying about that.
What comes around goes around.
Oh,
no,
I got an older
no,
one that's going to hit him
that's
even.
That's not very nice.
That's going to hit him even closer to home.
Vigizzo, I like you. Don't make me strap this Velcro down the side of your back and around your stomach and punch you against some other static cling wall.
Hey, Judgment.
Yes.
The sins of the father are visited upon the son.
Oh, boy.
And what did
you see? You hit me in my knee. You hit me in my knee a couple of times and cost me that match. And that's fine because I'll have another shot next week as I always
look,
do.
Look, Rowdy's back. Can I bring him on air?
But your son
is
stepping
air.
Up to face me at Radical
He's
Sacrifices
crying.
For the title. So he is going to get your beating even worse.
Margin, don't make me show up there because even though my focus right now is finding my husband and getting my
I
hands
I think you'll
on
be
King
a little
Outlaw.
Too concerned with King Outlaw that day. That's the same
I'm
day you face him.
I'm still going to come and interfere in that match. Just get my words. There will be interference in that match.
As he says this with the boss in the chat. Anyway, Mordrin, can I bring Rowdy on air? And we have somebody else, but I have no clue who it is.
Yep, let's bring Rowdy on air. In fact, I'm over here now. I got it.
What's
up, Rowdy? What's going on?
Oh, God.
And Rowdy is back. And I will bring the other person that is here on as well. What the fuck's up?
Nothing much.
All right, so who we got?
Yeah.
Well, we got Rowdy, but I don't know who the other one is.
Me neither.
Sounds like Rowdy.
Sorry, Rowdy will be a bitch and won't talk, though.
Then he'll go back on hold, see?
All right, now, people, hang the fuck on. Who is the new caller?
You're thinking of Reaper.
Reaper, welcome fucking
hey,
back.
Reaper.
I want to say something. I want to say this right now. I know it's your show, but I'm going to say it anyway. This thing that's going on between these two people right now, Rowdy and whoever, it needs to be settled.
Addy.
Because I'll tell you what. It's spilling onto the chat. It's spilling into here. And it's spilling into the locker room. And it's pissing a lot of people off.
It's,
well, you know what?
If
that
really?
Motherfucker would keep my name out of his mouth, it wouldn't happen. First thing he says is me. He talks about me constantly.
That's been going on for 3 weeks, too. Oh, long
enough. Yeah. When he stops that shit, the drama's going to stop. Otherwise, I'm going to haunt him until he quits the game.
Exactly. Huh. He shuts his hole. Addy will shut his hole.
So I have a suggestion. Pay-per-view, have him have matches back to back to back.
They already have a match booked for Radical Sacrifice.
Oh.
Good.
You know, here's the thing, Reaper.
And that's the thing, Rowdy, you might have left from RAWF, I believe, but that's the beauty of it being a joint pay-per-view. The match is still on.
Judgey, hold on a second.
Can I get like 10?
That's right.
Addy.
Yo. Us.
Reaper,
no, I can't
here's,
do
that. The, here's the thing with me and my issue with Rowdy. Okay? First off, you call me out on a show. I accept your call out. I lay down the steps, and then you go and purposely DQ because you'd rather be owned or stoned than owned because you knew I'd own your ass in any match. And then to come on the show, another show the next night and completely dog out my best friend, my mentor, with a slap in the face because you'd rather face him than me. And I'm sorry. What you see in Mordrin is only half of what you see in me.
It's like I said it last week, Rowdy. You don't slap me in the face. You slap me in the face, I rip your hand off and shove it up your ass.
Mordrin, okay. Mordrin. You sound like a choking umbilical cord. Shush.
And then I walk into the show tonight, and the first words out of your mouth are, "Hi, Paige? Bitch, keep my fucking name out your goddamn mouth. Like it's a fucking set of balls. Because I'll tell you one thing. I have bigger balls than you, bitch. Mine just happened to be on my chest to prevent chafing."
Damn right.
Nice.
Yeah, you know, yeah, Link, you're right. Every show as of late has been partly about duty.
So you see, that is the one thing, though, Lincoln. The shows, and this is something, and a couple of you have brought it up, and it is one thing I always do here on the Asylum. I address people, and normally it gets moved on. In some special cases, and by special, I mean the fact of, you know, window-looking, helmet-wearing, you know, Velcro shoe special like Rowdy. In some cases, it keeps coming up.
You know,
but part of the points of these shows are to inform and entertain on multiple levels. So, yes, he opens his mouth, it gets informed, he gets slammed on, people laugh, it entertains.
Well, you know something, Morgan? Speaking of laughed and entertained, I would like to make an announcement.
What you got?
Toby Harris, me, I call myself Toby Harris because that's what I'm contracted to do until I find my husband, but it's so remarkable how many people want me to suddenly GM for him, so therefore, judgment for Mr. Rowdy. I am going to become a GM in Impact Wrestling, Sons of Anarchy, Stampede Wrestling, ROH, British Brawlers Association, The Unstoppable Lounge, and The Candy Shop.
Oh,
Rowdy.
No.
We're fixing to have so much fun.
And on those notes, I do got some people to bring on here as well. Like I said, it's rapid fire tonight. What the fuck's up?
What's up, Morgan?
How you doing, Angel?
Hey, darling.
I have been a lot better. Is that Super Pussy still on air?
Yes,
no,
I'm
he
here. What do you want? I'm right there. What do you want?
He left again. Angel,
I got someone else to bring in here, too.
Angel, here's my thing, okay?
What the fuck
is going on with you dumbasses anyway?
Who the hell's a dumbass?
Who the fuck is that?
You dumbass, because let me tell you something.
And Hammond, you've been listening
something.
This whole time?
You don't
want to
fucking
GM.
The one place you probably won't fucking GM in. That's the company that I fucking GM in. SOA Fight Club, bitch.
Oh, you don't think I'll
GM
there?
Hold on.
You know what? I will become
your
GM in a second.
Hey, go kiss my motherfucking ass like
boy,
a
boy, boy,
you
boy,
can't
boy,
even
boy,
hold
on. Hold on. Shut up.
Who the fuck is this to start with?
It's Rowdy.
It's Rowdy.
Oh, he called in from the phone this time, huh?
Yeah.
Rowdy,
oh, and then he ran.
That's
okay.
A joke.
Hey, Morgan.
Hey.
Okay, hold on. No, hold.
Hey, Morgan. Give me that
hold
number
on.
You called from. Let me call back.
He's already gone.
Well, the
number will show up there. I know. No, he's already gone completely. But since I know you're calling in on the phone, and you want to see Connor, and you want to just pretty much jump wild like you got a set, listen up here, you little two-bit bitch. Because now you're not dealing with Addy. Now you're not dealing with Judge. Now you're not dealing with Paige. Now you're motherfucking dealing with me.
Oh, shit.
So you want to sit here, you want to fill up my fucking chat, you want to come and jump right out the box as soon as I say hello like you got a set. Why don't you come back and jump to me? Because I about have motherfucking enough of this two-bit, pointed-ass motherfucking shit you're trying to pull. In case you didn't notice, this is the asylum. I motherfucking host this. I motherfucking run shit. And if I want to go off on someone's ass, namely yours, I will fucking put my foot so deep up your ass, you're going to be spitting my toenails out of your motherfucking mouth. God damn it, son of a bitch. This is who the fuck I am. This is what I do, day in, day out. You want to know, you're not going to have a GM somewhere? Motherfucker, you come fucking with my show and my places, you won't have a fucking career.
Would
fuck
it be
a
weird
GM.
If I,
fuck
would
a company. I can leave 10 motherfucking companies right goddamn now, and I can be in every place you ever think of being tomorrow. You want someone to step to someone? Step to me, motherfucker. Oh, you're a badass? Come get some. I'm a bastard. I don't need a new name every fucking week. I've been a bastard since the day I walked in the goddamn door 5 fucking years ago. Step to this. Now. Any day you're ready.
You're making
amazing.
Girls drool and guys get stiffies right now.
Oh, I'm not done yet. I got another special announcement for my little window-looking friend. If you think you have the balls to stay through that pay-per-view, your match with Addy just got changed a little bit.
Oh.
It will be an Iron Man match. There will be no DQ moves allowed. No punches, no gouges, no slide out of the ring. You want to tell me how you're the big man? Nut the fuck up and prove it. Other than that, shut your cocksucker.
Wow. Have not seen that.
I have several
times.
And
you know something, Rowdy? Here's a little thing for you.
And that's true, Mordrin.
Being 42% owner. Dude, I don't need permission from GMs to appear in their companies. Yes, see, I don't need permission to go into anywhere because all I have to do is switch over to another little wrestler that I have. Well, it wasn't me that made my good buddy.
I just
made him for me. So therefore, Rowdy, I don't have to.
Kelly on the air.
I don't have
Thank
to have
you.
Permission to go where I want to go anymore because when money talks, people suddenly listen.
Speaking of people listening, Kelly, what the fuck's up?
I do want to thank
Hi, Uncle Morgan.
Kelly.
Hi.
Yes, Judgy, it's me.
Can you sing for us?
Yes.
K-E-L-L-Y. What?
Dougie, I want to stuff some Mouseketeer ears down your throat right now. Shut up.
See, people, see, Kelly, here's the thing. A normal guy would have said, ouch, but since I have no gag reflex, I would be like, you're more than welcome to try to stuff anything down my throat, because trust me, if you think Mouseketeer's ears is the worst thing I've had down my throat, you're
okay,
wrong.
Judge.
Judge, again, that falls under categories. I don't need to fucking know.
I'm just stating facts here, because this is fact radio. Tell them facts, radio, facts.
Judgy, TMI. Too much information.
TMFI.
You're not my target this evening, okay?
Lucky for you. You know, here's something that people don't understand. You know how people go out on dates and they're like,
all right, we got a little sidetrack, folks.
Wait a minute, Morgan, this is good. People are going to love this. People are going to love this, Morgan. You know how you go out and guys want to see women take a cherry stem and twist it into a knot?
Yeah, that's easy.
Well, you have to put that on hold real quick, Judge. It's 5-minute matches, so I got to get these people in for folks.
Okay, get them in.
All right, tournament is now live. Round one, we have Mad Cow versus Addiction. We have Buckshot versus Lord Amadeus.
Ooh, I got lazy.
We got Paige versus Minifee in a little bit of a family battle.
Mm-mm.
Angel Malice versus John Taylor.
That's going to be good.
Ha! Tank versus Rowdy Harrison.
Baby!
Link
in
the
chat. That is the link I just put in the chat.
I am not taking off my headset.
Crushing Kelly versus Lincoln.
Okay.
Oh, and
Hyper King versus the Razor.
Damn it.
Leia versus Psychotic Max.
I think that's supposed to be Axe.
It's got to be Axe. It is. I am going to try and get these matches open and jump back and forth between them all as quickly as I can.
You know, Rowdy, just make your goddamn move. Quit bitching at me. Come on.
I wonder if he's trash-talking you the whole time, but I'm not going to find out.
He is.
He's just typing.
Okay, and I've got a... Mad Cow has already advanced.
Eddie killed me. Holy fuck. Wow.
Paige and Minifee are having a dance with the Fail Fairy.
She's laid on top of me.
Wow, and looks like Rowdy is more concerned with just running his mouth.
As usual.
Kelly is working on putting it to Lincoln. Razor and Viper King. Viper's got an advantage here. Leia is taking it to Psycho. And I just got a message here asking if the owner of a purple Hummer to report to the parking garage.
Uh-oh. Kelly, I think that's yours.
Something about the car getting hit by a robot?
What the fuck?
See, Paige and Minifee are starting to slow down here. Taylor's trying to make a comeback here against Angel, but it's going to be a bit rough.
Dude, he's a pussy.
And Rowdy is just still sitting here doing nothing. Lincoln's trying to make a comeback here. We'll see how that goes. He's got a long way to go here.
Good match, Jonathan.
Not sure what's going on with Viper King.
I'm waiting. Unless...
It's on you.
Oh, shit. What? Did my computer not go? Oh, you bastard.
It must not have. You're down to like 2 minutes.
Hurry.
I advance.
Yep, Angel is one. John did try to make the comeback. Watching the Battle of the Sisters going here. Looks like Buckshot caught L.A. Will he be putting him away for this? And yes, he has. Buckshot has advanced.
Is Rowdy by chance still listening? I can't see chat at the moment.
Let me see if he still is. I've got several guests, so he might be one of them.
I just put down
the... Can I say something while the matches are going?
Go for it.
Rowdy, when you have the balls to run your motherfucking cocksucker to me, make sure you have the balls to back it up when I go back, you sorry son of a bitch. I am fed up with your bullshit. Grow a set of nuts and man the fuck up. Until then, keep my name out of your goddamn mouth.
That was Angel, right?
Yes,
yes
it is.
This is Angel.
Way to go, because I'm getting fucking tired of it, too. And I've asked him not to put you in it.
Well, my thing is, when he...
Oh, Minifee caught... Minifee caught her. Will it be enough?
He needs to pull Punisher's cock out of his mouth. Because I know exactly where all of his bullshit is coming from towards me.
And looks like we lost Tank Girl. And Minifee has advanced. Congratulations. So far, a lot of people advancing here.
I'm trying to run
and keep up with everyone as quickly as possible.
I advanced.
Well, let's just put it this way. You didn't lose.
I advanced.
Duty move. And he broke a toenail. With 26 seconds left.
Really?
You mean he didn't DQ?
No. He's only got 26 seconds left, though.
Just block the bitch and then...
Oh! And Lincoln failed with his chance to put her away.
Yes!
And Kelly has advanced. Thought Lincoln was going to have the comeback on that one. Very close match.
Sorry, Lincoln.
That should be about everyone, almost.
Good match, sis.
Just waiting here for the official. I mean, we already know Tank Girl is going to advance. So... It's now just waiting on the official part to happen.
There's no way he's going to finish with 9 seconds left.
No, even if he shoved it all the way through the match, there is no way he's going to do
that much damage
in 9 seconds. It's physically impossible.
And I thought Realm tucked tail enough. Good
well,
Lord.
We all know Rowdy's
Six,
right.
Five.
We
four,
all know Rowdy's riding
three,
Realm's coattails.
Two. One.
He's not even riding Realms. He's riding Addy's, and he's riding everyone's.
No. He's not riding Addy's coattails. He is trying to be Punisher.
All right, so round two, everybody. We have Mad Cow versus Buckshot.
I just saw the match.
Of course, Mad Cow is on a mission to get her title back. Minifee versus Angel.
Ooh.
Speaking of
Tank
title.
Tank Girl versus Crushing Kelly.
Oh, shit.
And Viper King versus Leia.
Yep, about to get my ass kicked.
Speaking
good luck
of
to everybody
title.
Here. What the fuck's
speaking
up?
Speaking of title, where the fuck is Realm?
He'll be here.
Damn, Tank defeated him three times. So that
he'll
tournament
be here.
Which isn't finished, huh?
We'll see
probably
about
because
that.
Of his counting out.
Well, he's probably counting out in the tag team match. He better not be. It's his turn.
He's a pussy. Who cares? He's going to quit.
No, well,
I guarantee you he quits by the end of the week.
No, Addy, he's talking about Realm. No, Realm will be there.
Oh, okay.
He's taking his sweet little time.
I've already been in talks with him. He will be there.
But I don't know nothing about no Realm.
All right, I'm back.
Welcome back. As I'm going back and forth here with these matches.
Well, you go back and forth with your matches, because I want to find out where is King. I love my Amadeus doll.
Oh, shit. Mordred, I'm sending you a text message.
Uh-oh.
And the only reason I'm sending it to you is because I know what was threatened of me.
Uh-oh. It looks like,
Come on, Maddie. Hit him. Hit
Maddie can make the comeback here.
Hit him in the eye. Hit him in the eye.
Mini Teen Angel going back and forth here. Okay, what the hell?
Damn.
I'm not sure what's going on with Tank. Viper King is taking it to Leia.
Oh, and double low at best.
Good match, Manny.
And so has Angel. Tank is in very much danger of counting out here.
Oh, I think she's lost her internet for a moment.
Oh,
that's what I'm wondering, too.
Fuck.
That is what I'm wondering.
Oh, no. Come on,
go, Viper. Come on. Go, Viper.
Come on.
And Viper hit the defense. Can Leia come back and put him away?
Come on.
I've told people that she is tough. And Leia has advanced.
Yay!
Boo.
Hey, at least I made it through the fourth round this time.
I'll be right back.
Yes, you did.
Last 3 weeks, I was not even advanced.
And I'm leaving the caller that is on hold because
Yes, Judge.
Did Hi give you any mouthketeers too?
What?
Did Kelly give you any mouseketeers?
No.
I think next time, everybody, we need to make Kelly an intro song when she comes on. It's M-S-E-K-E-L-L-Y.
Oh, shut up. You booger.
And it looks like Tank, the technical problems with Tank is going to put her out of the match.
Yes, everyone, you just heard it right here, live on Asylum. Tank's wrestler is an android, and it messed up.
Oh, dear God.
Oh, that was mean.
Well, it's an android. It messed up.
Hey. I'm almost better than a stupid android, so be nice.
Oh, shit, here we go. What?
Who, where are we going? No, Lincoln? I mean, not Lincoln. Who the hell's you? Morgan?
You know, normally I'm telling Tank to put down the fucking joint.
Oh, God. Rowdy.
But she's not here. So I guess I got to tell Judge to put down the fucking bottle.
Oh, God.
Judge
Rowdy,
ain't here. This is Toby Hurts.
Blah, blah, blah,
blah. Oh, God.
Oh,
okay, we got 00 Buckshot versus Angel Malice.
Oh, boy.
And we have Crushing Kelly versus Leia.
And Matthew, ooh, I'm going to go sing Mouseketeer songs at this match.
Shut up, Judgy.
And welcome to the show tonight, of course, my lovely wife, Missy.
Hi, Rissy.
Yay! Hi, Auntie Missy.
She's like a strawberry.
Oh, my God. Rowdy's even cheering for me? What the fuck?
Well, he didn't cheer. He just showed up ranting his mouth more.
Yep.
Oh, Jesus.
Rowdy, don't cut sideways, dude. Cut up and down. It actually works better.
I kind of figured Minifee, but unfortunately, she did count out on the tournament in the time it took her to get restarted.
Oh, good. My brother.
Hi, Evan.
Thank you. Thank you, God.
Good match, Buckshot.
So, the Angel has advanced. So now we are waiting on Leia and Kelly.
Oh, goddamn matches.
Oh, it does say Toby.
A bucket of spermicide just got dumped on John Taylor's head. He's going to be in a sticky.
I'm seeing that. Oh, he is not going to be happy.
Poor John.
Hey, leave
his
mother alone.
M-I-E-K-E-L-L-Y.
Hey, hey, hey.
Oh,
leave my family alone.
Hey, Judge, you might not want to be out there for that match.
He's out there. He's out there.
Why?
Well, because you've got, you know, John, and you've got Kelly, and you've got Leia, and there's one of you.
Oh, so I'm actually going to be facing Huey, Dewey, and Louie.
Oh, God. Fuck off, dude. Shut up.
Wow. Air Tank is slowly working her way back into being around.
Yep, Tank just sat down.
Yep,
at
she is
match.
At the match.
And
yeah, guys, Judge went out the left exit there, so go after him.
And Kelly just won.
Oh! Kelly has advanced. So in the finals, we have Angel versus Kelly. Good luck to both ladies.
Oh, this is going to be good. Come on, put the link. Yay.
M-S-E-K-E-L-L-Y.
Shut up, please.
Oh, come on.
Oh, Angel. Lordy.
Hip toss, miss. Come on, Angel.
Hey, I can't help that. Shit happens. And, of course, Wyo's cheering against me. What the fuck ever. Hmm?
Let's see. I know Realm is trying to be here. He is having some technical difficulties as well, arriving.
Who?
The current pain champion, Realm.
Oh,
he's
in other
having
words...
Some having
in
some
other
issues,
words,
actually.
You're talking about another testicle that people needed to have cut off before they get... You know, some humans need to be...
They're doing a dance with a fail fairy, too.
I am seeing that.
Ooh, there's Jonathan Ryo.
And I got someone else here to bring in here. Welcome to the asylum. What the fuck's up?
Good evening, assholes. How the hell are we doing tonight?
Oh, geez.
What the fuck's up?
Not a hell of a lot. Just got back from the lake. Figured I'd come grace you guys with my presence, put another one of my many titles on the line, and go from there.
Is that Mel?
Yeah.
It's about.
Yes, it is, and it is. And actually, speaking of your championship, it is in the finals right now between either Angel or Tank. Not Tank, wrong family member. Either Angel or Kelly.
And welcome to the chat, War Dog.
And
guess who's bitching in the inbox saying he's kept on hold?
Wah. Motherfucking
yep.
Wah, motherfucking wah. I said he was there. I knew he was there. And I, quite frankly, am tired of him. I don't want to hear him run his mouth. Mordred may be the host, but I'm the fucking co-host. And if I choose not to bring somebody on, guess the fuck what? Suck it
he's
up.
He's not coming up.
Move the fuck on, princess, because nobody gives a fuck. We're tired of you. Go the fuck away.
Speaking of bringing people on, welcome back, Tank Girl.
Yeah, did we start and shit?
Oh,
yeah,
you got feet.
You joined.
Catching the end here. Congratulations, Crushing Kelly.
Ow!
Thank you, Uncle Mordred.
Who's in queue that
so
you
tonight,
want to open?
It will be.
It
oh,
there,
I'm getting ready to bring someone on.
Come on, Mordred, really?
As I'm getting a message here.
Who's muted that nobody's letting on?
If that's who it is, I'm going to let him on right now.
Oh,
exactly who the fuck it is.
Who hung up?
Who
was muted.
Oh,
fucking
geez.
Pussy ass. You know, I find it really funny that he's actually trying to call in with me on air.
Funny that Mordred ain't texted me that he's calling in from so I can call him myself and
Kelly
have a conversation with him.
Kelly beat Angel?
Yeah, you
yeah,
kind of missed that one.
No, it didn't.
You know what?
I'm reading chat as well.
Tank,
I just announced her winning it.
Doesn't matter.
Tank, I would be very upset with these people. They called you an android.
An android.
I'm not an android.
They said because you was having, Morgan said you was having technical difficulties, and they said, well, that proves it right there. Tank is an android.
Don't lie, Judge.
An android.
Missy, where's my niece?
Yeah, where's my niece? I mean, my cousin, whatever.
I want to hug her and kiss her and give her all types of presents.
Ooh,
and I promise, I promise none of them are sharp.
Who?
Sure about that?
Oh, yeah, you had a baby. Congratulations.
Uncle Mordred? Uncle Mordred?
Okay. Since I just seen this.
Oh?
Uh-oh.
Apparently, some special education flunk out. Short bus wearing
right.
Retarded bitch.
Oh, here he keeps going. He's all on the feed.
Oh, shit.
Didn't decide to open his fucking ears at the same time he had his cocksucker opened.
Here we go.
Maybe Mrs. Harris is too stupid to understand what I said last week. That if you bring one of my friends into something, you can expect me to answer you. Maybe he's just a glutton for punishment and enjoys the taste of my foot knee-deep up his ass.
Wait, who are we talking about now?
Oh, Eddie, come
because
on.
Little Mrs. Rowdy Harrison,
oh,
I see you are still running your motherfucking cocksucker.
Oh.
I see you still.
Are you
going to sit here
no.
and try and start shit even when I say I'm bringing
oh
you on
God.
The air, then you want to run like a little scalded bitch. I want you to call in. I am asking you to call in. Better yet, I am fucking demanding to bring your bitch ass to me.
Hey, Morgan.
Because
hey,
now, it's me.
Morgan. Morgan.
What's that?
You know what?
Chicken butt.
I dated a guy one time named Knee Foot Deep in the Ass. Yeah, I had to dump him because he wore a size 2.
Yeah, well, I wear a lot bigger than a 2, and apparently he likes it.
Well, that's the problem we have with this type of an individual, that he wants
to run and say this, but he wants to come in and cry,
saying that people won't let him on air, people won't give him the time that he needs, people don't set matches for him, but yet he doesn't explain to people that he runs, he leaves, he hides. Well, guess what, dude? 42% owner, you won't be hiding much longer.
Come on, Rowdy.
Hold on, you're still listening.
I need some experience, Mordred. Can I have a few round robins against them?
I'll take a few. Oh, you put them in the cage.
Wait a minute.
I've given you an open invitation, and the fact that I specifically said I was going to bring you on, and then you run? And then you go run your cocksucker some more? I actually pride myself, and it is one of the things that I am going to step a little bit out of the box. I pride myself on having an open forum for people. I pride myself that regardless of who says what, I will bring people on, just like I brought you on earlier, knowing who it was, knowing the reaction. I still gave you that opportunity, and yet as soon as I say I'm going to bring you on regardless, you run again? Like I said earlier, and you must have had someone's cum stuck in your ears. Motherfucker, you don't slap me in the face. You
Morgan,
slap me in the face, and I rip your fucking arm off.
You know, here's the problem I'm finding right now is the fact that
Addie.
Rowdy.
What?
Rowdy actually reminds me of two people in Unstoppable right now. One being Lord Amadeus and one being King Outlaw. Yes, they're both scared individuals of me because they have my husband and they won't let me know what's going on, and it's all Amadeus's fault. But you know something, King Outlaw and Amadeus, You are just like Rowdy Harrison. Now, I compare you both to Rowdy Harrison because your time is up for me to... I gave them ample time to deliver my husband to me unharmed, but yet they don't want to do it. So guess what? You two want to be people. Now you're going to be facing the hell that Rowdy Harrison is going to be facing.
I really would like a couple round robins with them. Contest them, see if he'll quit.
Oh, he will quit.
Come on, Rowdy. I know you're listening. I know you're listening. I know you're there. Because there ain't no way that you would hurry up and jump off and still be able to run your cocksucker if you weren't hiding. I don't care if you beg, borrow, steal a set of nuts from someone. Go get them at the local Walmart if you need to.
God,
bring your ass. I'm done.
Mordrin. 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 Can I
Mordrin,
talk now?
Mordrin. Mordrin.
Breathe.
Can I talk now?
Can we get him some X-Lax?
Why? What the fuck for?
He sounds like he needs a chill pill.
Okay, now, first off, not only did you piss my best friend off, but 10-1 odds, half the feed that saw that, you done did fucked up.
I'm going to go see what's going on in the feed now.
Nothing.
You
okay.
Don't want
to. He's wrong. He ain't there.
Did he run?
He can let him keep running his little fucking cocksucker.
Ooh.
Why does he have to... Dude, I don't understand what he's saying about attitude and Paige. They
Paige,
the same word.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Let's have a panel here for those that have known me the longest. And those that haven't known me the longest.
Don't fuck with Paige.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I think I almost got stabbed once.
Paige is at... Okay, attitude, that's me, bitch. Hello, have you seen my list of mentors? Have you seen my list of best friends? Have you seen who the fuck my father is? Don't fuck with the Morrissey, bitch. I warned you about that. Because now, not only are you going to have me, but you're going to have my sister... My other sister, and if I can talk to one of into coming back out of retirement, fuck with me if you want to. It's not like I.
Yeah,
can
that's not gonna happen.
What am I fucking purple? I can't go after him too.
It's not like I really need anybody to help me with your dumb, stupid ass, because I have to dumb everything down so you understand it in your retarded ass ways. I think Viper. No offense to you, but I think Rowdy should be driving that short bus and not you.
I would even take him for 100 coins a match, so you don't lose a lot of money.
Mordrin, fuck that. I'll take him for zero.
So would I.
Hey, Mordrin.
Okay, round robin for Rowdy all around.
Mordrin, he completely ran.
Of course he did.
Mordrin, I just got off.
There's this nice little tool that you can look and see, you know, if somebody's still actually around in the universe or not, and he's not even showing there.
Okay, Mordrin, I just got off the phone with someone, and could you please send an invite to Sacrifice? Because Rowdy's in Sacrifice. Isn't Rowdy in Sacrifice?
Yes, he is.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yes, he is.
Okay, could you please send an invite to Frozen Rage, Mistress Doom, 187, Hothead Red, Freak Icon?
Oh.
Okay, you're
going
to have to shoot me a list, because I've got a couple of them already in there.
Sacrifice is about to be taken over by the motherfucking Misfits. Oh, wait. Not only the Misfits, but I'm pretty damn sure if I open my mouth in one place, I'll have Alpha there as well. Don't fuck with me, bitch.
I think Wardog's already there.
Wardog's
okay.
Part of Alpha right now.
There is one sent to one Mistress Doom.
I think she was taking a break, though. It was on the other night.
Oh, we won't need matches. We just want to come and have fun with Rowdy.
There is one sent to a Mr. 187.
Hell yeah.
Okay, Rock Lot. There is one sent to him. I already have Frozen Rage.
Yeah, Rock Lot comes in and
yep.
Back out.
shoves it out.
And there is... Well, as soon as this stupid thing decides to let me.
War Dog wants a shot at duty.
I want like four round robins with just duty. Can you do it? Make it happen.
Boy, they are all lining up for this one.
Again,
and
first
there
shot
is one.
I already have experience dealing with him in round robins like that.
There are two things of mine
that
you don't fuck with. My friends and my family.
Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen.
Excuse me.
As we know, Monday night, the whole point of this entire shindig and tournament we do is, of course, for the Pain Championship. That match is now live.
Come on. Where's the link? Come on. Oh, did I miss it?
Right there.
No.
Yay.
As Realm will be facing off against Crushing Kelly.
Yeah.
Good luck to both of you.
Let's go, Kels. Come on, Realm, make your first move.
I wish I had a fan support for this one.
I do. Realm, wake the fuck up.
And of course he fails.
Oh, not a good opening.
That's okay, Kelly will get him. Let's go, Kels.
Man, dude, I'm telling you, he's going to quit.
Let him.
Why know he's going to quit? You know why I know he's going to quit? Because I'm going to make him quit. I hate to say it, Morgan, but you're going to lose a member of your company. Back.
You know what? That is fine. If that's what happens, that's what happens. But, you know,
I don't think
real
that
simple.
Was much of a loss.
When you do things like he has done, and that's the bad thing, is because I have tried at different points, unless he has stepped out of line, I have tried to sit there and say, okay, well, here could be this point, here could be that point. The shit pulled today, there ain't no point other than that he's going to get his ass kicked.
Not by one, by several people now.
Is Pee Wee Herman still talking over there?
Shut the fuck up, Rome.
Rome, get in the goddamn ring.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Boy, I seem to have quite a few messages piling in right now. I do see your message here, Psycho. I might be taking you up on that.
Watch that death, Kel.
Because it may be a point of me deciding to actually GM for a company again.
This is still anybody's match.
It is very close match for sure. Yes, Sean, welcome to the chat. I am very pissed.
I don't think pissed can even define that. I think you're beyond that.
VK, there's one thing you don't fuck with Mordred, and that's his protege. Or his wife. Okay?
His
now,
what?
Mordred has been in my corner and at my back from day one. Mordred is
that's
Mordred,
right.
And there's several other people that I'm only here because of them. When you fuck with me, you're fucking with Mordred. You slap me in the face, that's pretty much a slap to him. So you fuck with me, Mordred gonna be somewhere around, and trust and believe, you ain't getting it just for me.
I believe that.
Dun dun dun! Oh, sorry.
Oh, what the hell?
As I am watching
damn it,
this,
Kelly
and...
story, that was supposed to be for you.
Feel free to vent in that seat.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, is Realm gonna finish it? Oh, he failed.
Holy
this is Kelly's chance.
Come on, Kelly.
This is her chance.
Mithra has to shove this game up his fucking ass.
If anybody's got a fan support, get it down there.
Well, this is her chance to come back and finish it.
One.
Come on. Here we go.
Atta girl.
She took the defense. This is going to be a close event, it looks like. Several of these matches tonight have been very close.
Watch Ram go for a side headlock or something.
At this point, honestly, I would as well. As low as her health is, a quick one or two small moves to finish it. I don't pay people by the hour, I pay them by the win.
Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Let's see if Kelly has this one blocked. Whoops.
Uh-oh. He might have just got around it.
Looks like he's gonna get it.
Damn
it.
That's
all it takes.
Let's risk a DQ, because I really don't care. Oh.
No, you're
not. He got the punch. He got the punch in.
But he failed.
Ooh.
No, he got it.
No.
Oh, he hit the punch.
Oh, no, he landed that.
No. She's got enough.
You know, I have said it several times. Irregardless of his and I's thing, he will come on these radio shows with these radio titles, and it's a whole other monster.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck that bitch.
To pin the purple one or to hit her with a clothesline? Let's hit her with a clothesline and let her block it. I don't want the title.
Bullshit, asshole.
I just posted a scene in the chat. Someone needs to invite duty.
And she caught him. And that was the one too many.
I called it. She could have.
That was the one too many.
You got him, Kel. That good girl. And pin.
Way to go, Kelly.
Yep. Congratulations to the new pain champion, crushing Kelly Kent.
Thank God.
I might have to fight Hartle next time.
You can't get hard any time, Viper.
So I'm going to invite Duty to that damn scene.
I'm working on it.
Because there's a good chance you might have everybody blocked by now.
I don't think he has me blocked, because he inboxed me just a second, like a few minutes ago.
About what? You made me cry again!
No!
Don't do it anymore!
No! Trying being fucking on hold.
He was the second time he called in, he was on hold for less than 2 minutes.
Yeah, and he was complaining about it.
Oh, sorry about his luck.
He's a retard. What do you expect?
I'm going to try to invite him and see what happens. Let me come to the scene.
Well, I already sent it.
I'll try to. He'll probably.
I did try as well. Now, I do have some people to bring on here. Do apologize for the wait to everyone who's been waiting. Said doing quite a few rapid-fire things here. Horseman, welcome back. You there? Hello?
Is it Duty?
Come on.
No?
Yes,
you there?
Who that?
Welcome back, Reaper. It's Reaper.
So, we have congratulations, Chris and Kelly. They get your new title.
Alright, and I do have someone else here to bring on as well.
Duty.
Ladies and gentlemen, oh no. Oh, trust me, if that happens, I might mute you all.
Well, I should hope so.
But as people know, of course, this show is brought to you by the Back to Basics Network. On Wednesday nights on the Back to Basics Network, there is another show called PWR Slam. Please welcome Sadistic Sean, one of the hosts of PWR Slam. Welcome to the fucking asylum.
Well, I always feel at home here at the asylum. You know, you can't be sadistic without being in an asylum. It just doesn't work like that, Mordrin. Anyway,
oh, I know.
This week, we're going to get straight into some controversy. We might cover it in the after party. We might cover it live. But this week, I am a very pissed off man, Mordrin. We have got a group of backyard wrestlers that are now running in an area that is close to where I'm originally from and an area where I find wrestling sacred.
Uh-oh.
So, they did a show Saturday, and they got Maria because she lives in Ottawa, which is only like 20 minutes away, because she was on a car show to come be at their shit show. They paid for gear. They paid for belts. They even paid for a fucking ring, but they've not paid to get trained.
Oh, I remember that.
So, we will be talking about that this Wednesday, and I've given the so-called promoters of this company the link, and if they dare call in, I promise you it will not be pretty.
Uh-oh.
Also this week, he is returning, Jesse Neal from Ink Inc. will be with us. And
nice.
He is one of the biggest men. He is one of the biggest men on the independents. You can look him up. Congo Kong will be with us. And let me tell you, I hope I don't piss that guy off, because he's big. And I don't use the term big lightly. I mean, he stands about 6'5" and a good 350.
I was going to say, with a name like Congo Kong, you don't think he's a midget.
So it should be fun. Congratulations, Crushing Kelly, on picking up the title. So I'm going to sit back. I'm going to listen to the rest of the asylum. I'll pitch in where needed. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, this week we are starting a contest. You can win a signed copy of Bobby Blaze Smedley's book, Pin Me, Pay Me. What the hell is it? Pin Me, Pay Me. And it'll be a signed copy that we're giving away. There will be a contest. I'm going to post the link to our Facebook page in the chat. There will be, over the next couple weeks, you will be able to have a chance to win a signed copy of this book. And that's just one of the contests we've got coming. We're still going to be doing the trivia. Everybody wants to know, you know, what the prizes are going to be for the trivia. We're working on them. We want to make sure that the chat is interactive, kind of like it is with the WU shows. So we're trying to, that's why we do the This Day in Wrestling History trivia every Wednesday, because we want you guys to know and kind of remember what happened 50, 20, 10 years ago, because it's important to why the business is the way it is today. Can anybody
Very cool hear? Shit.
Okay. I was making sure you guys were all there. I was like, I don't
hear Yeah, we anything. Hear you. We're listening.
Well, no, because I know there's normally a lot of different stuff that you need to cover with the guests and the different features and forums. I normally try to give you a section of the floor to get everything else so everyone's aware of what's coming up here in the next day or so.
Well, and if anybody wants to see the controversy going on with this backyard promotion, I will be more than glad to give you their Facebook, and you can even check them out on YouTube. They were formerly Front Yard Wrestling was their original name. So I will give you the information on that. It's just horrible, because wrestling in that area, Mordrin, was established in about 1993. And from 1993 to 2003, it was dominant. And from 2003 to 2005, there was a company there that I got to see CM Punk in. And CM Punk was our heavyweight champion before he ever went to WWE. These guys are using that name. The name of the company in 2002 to 2005 was Revolution Championship Wrestling. They are Revolution Wrestling. And nothing pisses me off more than the name, because they can never live up to the original Revolution that was in that area.
Yeah. I'm watching the scene, and that's been going around, and I want yeah, thank you for putting the link down there in the chat for PWR. A lot of good stuff, definitely.
And we want to send our best wishes to Jake the Snake Roberts. He is battling double pneumonia. He is in the hospital, but he's in good spirits. Bill After has been getting updates with Finn Bodhi and letting us know how Jake's doing and recouping. He's on a lot of antibiotics, but he is not dead. Jake the Snake is very much alive.
Cool. I was going to ask you if you had any more updates, because I know you do have your finger on the pulse of a lot of things behind the scenes with people, so.
I do not have any more updates at this point, but I'm going to try to get one before we go on the air from Mr. After on Wednesday, and hopefully he'll be doing a little bit better. You know, because Bill After was pissed. There was actually rumors circulating that he died, and he didn't die. He was pretty unconscious and pretty sick, but, you know, he had a case of double pneumonia, and you've got to realize, being
that's
going to
take it out of you.
Wrestlers like that, his immune system is shit. Not to mention all the previous personal problems that he had.
Definitely. I do got another caller here to bring on the air. Welcome to the asylum. What the fuck's up?
What's going on, Mordrin?
How the fuck's it going, Lincoln?
Yeah, not bad. What are you up to?
I'm hoping Mr. Duty decides to, I told him, you know, beg, borrow, you know, steal a set of balls and come on back.
Yeah, I think you're dreaming. I don't think it's going to happen.
Oh, he's posted in the scene. And I have a friend, he just called me a brown-nosing little bitch. Motherfucker, I ain't never brown-nosed a goddamn day in my
fucking real?
I ain't never brown-nosed a day in my fucking life. Let me tell you something. Everything I've gotten, I've earned on my goddamn own. Yeah, I've had people at my back, but I don't need motherfuckers to fight my fight for me, bitch, like you. Hello? You want people to leave you the fuck alone? Then man the fuck up. Show up for matches when you call a bitch out. Maybe they will. If not, shut your fucking mouth. Sit down somewhere, go back to the fucking porch with the little puppies like you are, and let us grown folks play, bitch.
Yeah, but he'll be on air, and he'll still talk in the chat anyway. He won't talk on air, so it's not the... I knew he was going to post in the scene sooner or later, but he won't call in.
Is this fucking Rowdy Harrison that you guys having problems with?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah,
the
he really started tonight.
Again, you mean still.
Again?
Still.
Oh, Lord, I thought we got rid of him here at the asylum.
No.
Oh, no, he came back and he was still starting his other stuff, and then he started towards me.
Oh, hell no.
Oh, you missed it. I was in tears. I had tears rolling down my face.
Yeah, he had, yeah.
So, and I know he's probably listening. It's one of the guest things or one of the, because I know there's other ways to listen where you don't show up in the chat. I'm quite sure that's how he was able to respond to the scene so quickly, so I'm sure you can still hear my voice. I'm begging you. I am begging you. You say you're a man. You say you've got a pair. Step to me.
Rowdy Harrison has never been a man. And the whole time that I've been coming to the asylum, he's been nothing more than a keyboard fucking pussy. That's it.
I'll just lost track on how many people
he's been on air a couple times that I've been on air. And even then, he sounds like he sits in his fucking mama's basement and fucking jerks off all fucking day. Can't get a fucking job. Probably fucking looks at kitty porn. Who knows?
No.
Bad line there. Bad line, buddy.
We don't say that here.
See, here's what I have to say about it all, okay? call me out, then not show up for the fucking match because you don't want to face me when you're the one that called me out. I'm not going to leave you alone until you fucking grow a set of balls, face me in a goddamn match, and show people that you deserve to play.
Welcome back,
the
Addie.
Big dogs.
Thank you. I just made a scene for just special for you there, Morgan. It was posted again.
I apologize to anybody's feelings that were hurt by my comment, but...
What comment?
People want to see their basement and type on a keyboard. Ain't no better outside in the real wrestling world. We got them just the same, Morgan. They just love to sit in their mama's basement and type away on a keyboard.
Right.
He ain't nothing but a keyboard hero. He's proved that week after week after week.
Yeah.
And I'll say my famous line like I say it every time. That pretty little blue button at the top stands for Skype, not Superman, for all you keyboard heroes out there.
I fucking come in every time. Like I said, he can
come in through Skype. Hell, he can call collect for all I give a fuck.
All kinds of ways you can get on air.
Like I said, I will pay you to show the fuck up.
646-478-0073. There's the number. Call the fuck in.
And Rowdy, if you're listening and want to call collect, dial 1010-220. That's 1010-220.
Said you're not afraid of anyone. You all that. It's what part of that little rant you just went on. If you're not afraid, call in. I'll even mute everybody else so it's just me and you.
Oh, shit.
No
I
cry.
Dare
Still
you.
Run.
No
cry. Still
run. He won't even call in. We all know this.
He called in twice, but then
hey,
also
you...
ran twice.
But then he runs. That's right. He calls in, but then he runs.
Now, the last time when he specifically was saying, well, no one's going to let me on, as I said I was letting him on, he hung up on me.
Yeah. That's right.
And as much as you know, I rant, I rave, I cuss, I scream, I do all of it, and I'm fucking proud of it. The one thing that I said earlier I pride myself on is that this is an open forum.
I've got to let any motherfucker on. I've got to be honest. I've got to give him a clap. Like, the amount of people he's got so angry, it's unbelievable, to be honest with you. Like, he's as dumb as darn amazing, you know? Like... You just get people so riled up so easily.
Well, no, normally he doesn't rile me up. Normally I make my little comments and I sit back and watch the rest of
That's
it.
That's right.
But this...
but what I'm getting at is like, not you, Mordrin, like...
It's
yeah,
me.
You've had a...
Me.
No, not just you, but the last few shows I've been at, everyone's just got so angry at him and it's like, it's what he wants. He's probably sitting back laughing while everyone's going off on him, you know?
Oh, the last time I went off on him, he kind of curled up in a ball and said, I'm sorry for 10 minutes.
They live on creating the drama, and they thrive on the responses. There are people in this world that are like that.
Well, here's my thing.
Okay, hold on.
Here's my thing, okay? He wants to talk shit about me last week. He deliberately DQs out of a match, and then the minute I walk in and say hello into the chat, the first words out of his mouth, kissing my ass's high page? Yeah. Fuck that. Keep my name out your motherfucking mouth. It is not a fucking cock you can suck on. I'm pretty sure Realm's got a cock for you right in his hands.
The thing is, Rowdy hasn't made me mad. Far from it.
No.
I'm just interested in why the fuck he has to keep my name in his filthy, trash-talking mouth. Because the thing is, I don't have the motherfucker fan. Haven't had him fanned for over a month now.
That's right, but he keeps your name there.
My name
he
in.
Keeps, that's there, because he gets a bite out of you. That's what I'm getting at.
No, he doesn't get anything out of me. That's the part. That's the it.
No,
the
everybody
only thing,
knows until...
I love Buckshot's comment. Rowdy is an attention-seeking, donkey ball-loving jobber.
And welcome to the chat.
The only thing I have said to Rowdy is, why do you keep using my name?
And what was his response?
He ran.
That's right. That's exactly what I'm telling you. He gets a response out of you, then he runs. So why bother? Just... You know, I had
okay,
my
well,
you know,
Ripper,
day,
if you
want to
go that way, you're not much better than Rowdy,
except the problem is you do shoot the others. The good thing about yours is you stick around and stand your ground. The thing
I start something, I try and finish
it.
But don't compare me to Rowdy.
Mm-hmm.
Don't compare me to Rowdy.
And welcome to the chat, Hollywood Rick Brutal.
Oh.
I said that. Oh, whoa, wait. I see a name in the chat that I ain't seen in a long time.
Oh.
Mordrin, you want to go down on our on the chat list and see if you see the name that I'm talking about?
Mordrin likes going down on chat.
Depends on which name you're talking about.
Right under Buckshot. Right above the first guest.
D'Angelo!
D'Angelo!
What's up?
Welcome to the motherfucking asylum, brother.
I'm back.
Welcome back.
I had my dog stay here.
Aha.
All right, I'm
gotta
back.
Gotta love the dog,
D'Angelo
though.
Here
you still have to love the dog.
Oh, yes, sir. D'Angelo is here.
Could you please D'Angelo. Him and invite two sacrifices? Go ahead.
With pleasure.
It's been a while, D'Angelo, man. How you been?
So, Rowdy, I know you're still listening. Are you seeing what's happening?
And also, while you're doing that, make sure Caden Steele has an invite as well.
He's already there, brother. Caden is already there.
Yay, Randy, with the happy dance.
Wow, Randy's Judy's mad.
I've already told him how we can settle it. I had asked him over and over. Beg, borrow, steal a set of nuts. Go buy them at Walmart if you gotta. Come see me. Come on.
He won't. He'll run. He'll just talk shit. You know. And then it'll get to the point where he'll cry, bitch. And he'll quit the company when he's coming soon. So, you know, if he hasn't yet.
Oh, no, I am still watching. And we lost Tank again.
Hey, what? Give me matches with him. I'm telling you. Give me a few round robins. See if he's got the ball to take through that.
I've got something. I've got some things up my sleeve for him.
What? Yeah, me too. Two pissed in his fucking face.
Tell you what, they should call him Mordrin the Magician with as much shit as he's got up his sleeve.
I've been called plenty of things. Most notably his bastard.
Best of guys. Sergeant, best of guys.
Is that Unstoppable I hear?
No.
Waiting to see Tank show back up.
And shit's about to get real because I just, you know, people seem to forget one thing, that where Paige goes, other people aren't far behind. And in case anybody forgot, I may not need anybody to fight my fights for me. I'm a big girl and can fight them by myself. I always have people that have my goddamn back. So, Rowdy, keep running your mouth, because I'll tell you one thing. You fucking with the right one right now. Because you fucking with me, and you fucking with Morton. Take your pick, because you're going to get your ass kicked from both sides.
He likes it, though.
I just want to see you like, double super kick him in the face. Like, that would be awesome. Just, you know, have him standing there, and both of you just get him like a Shawn Michaels super kick.
Mordrin,
there
was a reason we won the finals in the tag teams of, don't ask me the name of it right now because I can't think of it off the top of my head.
Yes, we did win the tag team event at Facebook Mania.
Thank you.
And, you know, one of his go-to lines lately is, go fuck Empey. He's the only one that ever mentions her.
Who?
Yeah, we won't go there anymore. We went on this rant just now, and I don't think he's joined the other scene yet because he's afraid.
Because he knows Mordred's going to kill him.
Has he not yet killed him twice tonight anyway?
Well, you know what the thing is? What he doesn't understand about me is I'm like a cat with a mouse. You know, they play with it a lot until they kill it.
Well, it's real simple. I know he likes to go around to radio shows, and he likes to pretty much try to run his nose up people's ass. What he doesn't quite realize is that I don't appear at a lot of shows, but it doesn't mean I can't. Doesn't mean that pretty much damn near any one of them won't let me on. Just to find your two-bit bitch ass.
I don't think he has ever showed up at my show, but if he did, you'd be more than welcome to go off on his ass.
See, because I'm quite sure he's one of the six guests in the chat right now.
Oh,
I can tell you he's not guest 9988.
I know. So like I said, beg, borrow, or steal a set. Buy them at Walmart. Hell, knowing you, your bargain basement ass, go down to the thrift store and get a set.
Oh, I was gonna.
They ain't gotta work. They just gotta at least make you feel better about yourself before I can, you know, go cram them down your throat.
But see,
oh
That's just it, Buckshot. Addie's not doing anything with
this. Welcome back,
Tank. This is all me.
Thanks.
This is all me.
And hell, right now, I'm the one calling him out.
Asked Addie to make the scene for me because I'm a little busy on the fucking radio show, you little bitch.
Mm-hmm.
And Addie likes making scenes, so. No.
Yeah.
Pretty
version of one stone.
Kind of what he does.
That is kind of Addie's thing, is, you know, stirring the shit in one hand and typing a scene in the other.
All right, Morgan.
That's what I do best.
What the fuck's up?
I got another invite I need you to send.
Oh, shit.
This person said they probably won't be able to back until probably Tuesday or Wednesday if the little, and what's his words, two-bit flea baggot. Nugget
what?
There. Could you send Relic Reed an invite?
Oh,
for
shit.
Real?
With pleasure.
Oh.
It is set.
I need to get his chicken ready.
I'm gonna get the chicken ready.
I'm going to go ahead and...
I'm posting it up for people in the chat, and this is for the trivia that we're giving the book away for.
Oh! Very nice.
Shit. Son just got... shit just got fucking real. Judgy, I love you.
That is... If you guys have not checked out that link in the chat, that is a very cool contest. I would actually thoroughly recommend you guys to go check that out.
Oh, okay.
That is very cool.
Does anybody still have Reed's link? Because I need a fan of that.
Like I said, Rowdy, fuck with me, and your life just becomes hell.
This is gonna be.
I love you, Judgy.
Come on.
Talk to Judge, and you are in now.
Judge. Come on. I know
yes.
You have his link. I need to re-fan him, because.
Who?
And what? I just want to say this. We are in contact with some of our previous guests that were on the roast with Kenny Bolton. We are going to try to get a copy of Cornette's book. maybe the Rock and Roll Express to try to branch out them and see if we can get a copy of their book signed and some other stuff get donated. We're going to try to get donated and give away on the air. So,
hey, sounds real good.
Guys.
Okay, I'm bidding right now.
Sounds really good.
I'll bid $25,000 if you can get the Mrs. Jockstrap.
What are you going to do with that thimble, Judge?
Oh, yes, Hollywood. Trivia.
I am going to wear that son of a bitch when I beat King out and get my husband because I'm going to, me and my husband's going to have fun.
There you go, John. Thank you for sharing that, Kelly. Fantastic there, John. Get his ass.
Wait, John's getting ass?
Wait, no.
Oh, shit, Em.
It's not like
Alex
that.
Alex just showed up in the scene.
No, John Taylor, Judge, actually made a pretty good dig for Rowdy. He went and gave him a couple marbles, told him, there you go.
Yes,
I was thinking peas, but marbles.
See, the thing Rowdy doesn't understand is I had no problem with Rowdy, what he was doing with Addy and whatever he's doing with everybody else. That's fine and dandy. But when you pull me and my manager into your shit, dude, you take it to a whole new level.
He pulled a couple of managers in because I was on last week on Pun and Troll shows, and he called out Pun and Troll. So. Damn.
But I said, bring your ass.
He's got what?
Because I promise.
Got 8 minutes left in the show.
I'm going to bail because my laptop's going to restart for some fucking reason.
Alrighty, brother. Right, thank you for calling in. As always, a pleasure.
Catch you later, guys.
He's probably up crying at the moment. He can't see the type because he's trying, you know, with tears in his eyes, but getting all blurry.
So, you know, like I've, like I said, Rowdy, you done stepped in it. I'm not going away. So you've got the op. There is no option in the end of this.
Stop calling me that, Kelly.
In the end of this, there is no option. Your ass is mine. Period. The question is, how long are you going to wait to get murdered?
Dun, dun, dun.
Because it's going to happen.
You know what's funny?
And Mordrin, I forgot to give you your wedding present when you and Missy got married, but it is a nice, pretty little katana that's really, really, really sharp.
As I'm just seeing here, as I see Chris, as I'm looking at company business at the same time, because I am that fucking talented.
Night, Missy. Night-night.
Bye, baby. Congratulations to our Chris Cage on another win. Of course, he will be going to Radical Sacrifices, facing off against Tommy Lightning for the Men's Championship. As well as in the cross-promotion brand match, we'll be also be doing a Last Man Standing event against Alex Blake.
Oh.
Oh.
He's another one that blocked me the day I came back. Alex Blake.
Fuck that little douchebag.
Fuck him.
Oh, I love me some me.
Oh.
Okay, and just to let you know, since, you know, Rowdy's probably signed into the guest, we know it's not 9988 and it's not 9526 either. 9526 happens to be my nephew.
Night, Missy.
Oh,
tonight,
Chuck,
baby.
How many guests do we
I'll be
have?
Headed home there soon. We got a lot of guests. I'm sure he's one of them.
He's not 9526 or 9988 because 9526 is my nephew.
I don't care which number he is.
Still
I'm just letting you know.
It's just that simple. I've already stated it. I've done my yelling. I've done my ranting. The option is no longer there as to whether or not he's going to get brutalized.
He's going to die.
That option's off the table.
He's going to die. He's dead.
Should I just
It's just the matter of when.
And we will have his funeral right here on the asylum.
We are down, Mordred, we are down to about 4.5 minutes.
Yes, we are.
And
I was just seeing that.
No problem, Roddy Harrison, being the one to hold the master in ceremony.
So we are going to, of course, do our rapid-fire promotions. I have a couple of promotions here, but we will start off. Addy, what you got?
Addy ain't got nothing.
All right, Judgy, what you got?
Who, me?
Nope. There you go.
Yeah, what you got to promote? It is that time.
I got nothing.
Nothing, all righty.
Nothing.
Judgy.
Nothing. Nothing. Nothing.
Judgy.
Judgy
okay.
Got
next up on the list, Viper King, what you got?
I got you, Angel. I haven't decided yet, but I'm thinking about opening my own company. It's still in the works, but I'm not going to give any names yet until I know for sure. So, just thinking about it.
BK, let me know for you.
Yeah, I know. I got a few people already wanting to help.
All right, what you got, Tank?
Well, what I usually have is going to be done by Sean, so take it away, Sean.
Ladies and gentlemen, TWR Slam Pro Wrestling Roundtable each and every Wednesday. This Wednesday, Congo Kong and Jesse Neal, and we will be discussing the controversy that is quote unquote Revolution Wrestling. And believe me, they are a revolution in the wrong direction, and I will expose them. Tune in Wednesday, and we kick off the chances to get your hands on the signed copy of Bobby Blaze Smedley's book. It is pay me, have boots, will travel.
All right, thank you very much. This should be a very good show on that. All right, Angel, what you got, hon?
I'm going to do Angel's Four.
All right, go for it.
First off, she put the link in the chat for, what is it, Malice Island? Sorry, Angel wasn't really paying attention. Sorry, yeah,
Malice Island. Yes, it's Malice Island. You're breaking up a little bit.
Sorry, I shouldn't be, but anyway.
There you go.
I think I may join it just for the hell of it because I've heard good things about it. So hit me up next week and I'll tell you. Angel, send me an invite. And then, of course, you know, I am the hardcore GM of Sacrifice. I still need those of you that don't, Addy, you're not in it, don't worry about it. Those of you that don't want to be in the division, let me know because here shortly, Mordred and I are talking about it, how we're going to run the hardcore division, but we will be starting getting a show going again. What else? Oh, yeah. And
see you later,
you
Kitty
people,
Hun. Thank you.
And for you people that like hardcore that don't want to hide behind the defense in the bag, go ahead and shoot Frozen Rage an invite for Hardcore Haven. He is just opening it, so there's no contracts right now, but he's getting it back up and running. He does need some sitters. Let's do this, people. Come on. Show me that y'all can keep up with the Hardcore Queen.
All right, and I have a couple of things myself real quick. Mad Cow, of course, longtime member here of both this show and Sacrifice. Her and Big F and Hitman have a company going. There is a storyline. They are looking for help they can get with it. Check that out. And, of course, everything on tonight has came from Sacrifice Championship Wrestling. Company I own, Paige GMs. My wife, Missy, does a lot of the inviting for. All I have to do is hit one of us up to get an invite. All sorts of interactive events. Be there. Realm, you got anything real quick, brother?
Only thing I got quick for you, I won't piss your ass too much, but Assholes of Truth have just added Pebs to our clan. Night-night.
All right, thank you, everyone, for showing up. Peace out, motherfuckers. This has been The Asylum on Back to Basics. Later.
Later,
keep your
ice.
Stick.
Later.
Keep your stick on the ice.